Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, depending on where you are in the world. This is Jared, Jika, aka Jim and Jerry. Although when people call me Jared, I don't like it, so call me Jerry. This is for the geeks out there who might know anything about Asterisk and web interfaces such as FreePBX. I use JAWS, and I know there's going to be some of you that go, oh, you need to use NVDA. Well, I'm going to just tell you right now, NVDA doesn't quite do what I need it to with my work website, so this is why, in a lot of cases, I use JAWS. So, suggesting that I use NVDA is out. At any rate, here's what I need from somebody. I need either a fix in JAWS, something I can do to JAWS that tells it not to do this, or I need a different solution other than FreePBX. Let me kind of show you guys what's going on. I'm setting my phone down so that I can do what I need to do. I kind of have a cigarette in my hand too, so what I'm going to do...
Slower.
Slowed my screen reader down so that people can understand it. I'm going to go to a website.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program folder. HTTP phone.
I'm going to the main page of my FreePBX.
Desktop. Folder view. List view. FileZilla 26 of 37. FreePBX Administration Internet Explorer.
Alright, so I'm here. I'm just going to pick something. As a matter of fact, I'll just pick what I was just playing around in so that you'll see what's going on.
Graphic FreeP admin button, applications button, connectivity.
As you see, I can use the website just fine.
Record settings, UC logout, blank, system over, blank, log, use set records, connect, applications button.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit applications.
New tab page, applications button.
I'm going to go to ring groups. And I'm just picking ring groups just because the same thing happens no matter what I do. On any other section, but I'm just picking ring groups as a demo.
Priorities, queues, menu, ring groups, menu.
So I'm going to hit ring groups.
Menu, leaving menus, FreePBX admin applications, connectivity, records, settings, use.
Now,
FreePBX administrator. For
whatever reason, it tried to go to an auto forms mode, which I don't even have turned on. Auto forms mode is turned off. Because I hate auto forms mode. And I can prove that once I'm done demoing this. I'll go to my bank's website and you'll see what I mean. I have auto forms mode turned off. So at any rate, I'm going to pick a ring group to play with.
Admin button, AppleCon group, UC blog, ad ring, business, personal 600, business 600, menu, personal 600, one menu.
All right, so I'm going to hit 601.
Menu, a phone, job, com, HTT.
Now, if you notice, arrow keys no longer work.
Leaving menus, new tab page, address, menu. Copyright, GPL, Sangoma Technop.
I cannot do nothing. What I have to do is somehow get out of this menu mode. Now, the best way I have, that, and I forget who it was, if it was James or if it was Steve Mitsura, who showed me how to do this, that's great.
File F, leaving menus, add ring group menu.
Now that I've done that, now that I've hit the Alt key twice, basically to bring up the menu, you know, the file edit view, blah, 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 and then hit it again to get out of that, now I can play in this page.
FreePBX and grad icon group, set you law at personal 601 menu, call center 600, blank, edit blank, delete group button, blank, use this destination by one object, blank, table with two columns and 24 rows, heading level 5 editor in group, heading level 5, blank. Group description, edit personal, ring strategy, combo box wrinkle, ring time max 300, set edit 60, extension list, 102 edit, 106 edit, extension quick pick.
So as you see, I can go through this page with no problem. But that whole double alt key is a real pain in the ass when I'm trying to go through different sections of the website. If I'm only changing one quick thing, okay, fine, whatever. But if I've got to go in and do a lot of things, that double alt key is a bitch. Now, to show you guys I do not have forms mode turned on.
Room one team top.
I'm going to real quickly go to my bank's website.
Desktop. F. Favorites. Items. View mode. Favorites. File. Get first. First convenience bank on.
All right, so I'm going to go here.
Internet Explorer. Internet banking. New consumer and small business online services terms.
So as you notice, guess what?
Username. Edit.
Forms mode is not automatically activated. Why? Because, like I said, I hate it.
Favorites.
To my knowledge, Windowize has the same problem. But, like I said, when I'm working and whatnot, JAWS is what I've been using lately for the most part. Because it works at least a little better than other screen readers do with my Works website. So, if anyone can either A, think of something I can do in JAWS that'll fix that, or B, find a different... And I don't think it's going to be... I don't think we're going to find something in JAWS that we can fix. I'll go ahead and pick up my phone now. I think what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to find a different solution other than free PBX. The reason I say this is because about a year ago, November of last year, I was able to play around in free PBX and I didn't have this whole menu thing popping up at me. So if anyone's got any ideas, I'm all ears. Thank you for listening. And if you wish to pass this on, feel free to do so. If you need to email me, jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. I will spell that. That is jamminjerry2011@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.